Last Sunday, Czech viewers tuning in to watch Czech TV's morning program Panorama probably suffered something of a jolt, some quite a shock, when a camera feed showed a flash and then an atomic mushroom cloud rising over the Czech outdoors. The digital cloud near the giant mountains was accompanied by a web address, belonging to a provocateur group of mostly anonymous street artists known as Stohoven. The group has struck before. In 2002, members refashioned a neon sculpture shaped as a heart in honor of outgoing President Václav Havel into a giant question mark over Prague Castle. This time, they raised the ante, hacking into a live TV broadcast with their own pre-taped feed. All it took was climbing onto a TV facility in the Krkonoše area and connecting a notebook computer with a pirate feed to a camera and broadcast cable. The mushroom cloud over the giant mountains was born. A member of Stohoven, his identity concealed and voice modified, explained the reason behind the illegal project. He said the aim of hacking into the live feed was to remind citizens they are routinely manipulated for political or economic reasons, even in democracies like ours. So far, officials at Czech TV have remained largely unruffled, but the broadcaster said it would file charges within hours to the next few days against unknown assailants for spreading false alarm.
Podáváme trestní oznámení ve spolupráci s koprodukční společností, které se ten pořad týkal.
The spokesman for Czech TV, Martin Krafl, said the station wanted to uncover who was responsible because it was manipulation which had frightened tens of thousands of viewers. Stohoven operates in anonymity, but its core group is well known. It includes artists Mira Slava, Otto Horší, Roman Tietz, and group spokesman Zdeněk Dostal. Mr. Dostal has already apologized on the group's behalf to the estimated 45,000 viewers on Sunday who suffered something of a shock when spotting the mushroom cloud, but he indicated the group would not shy away from similar projects in the future. Police could investigate up to 4 possible charges in connection with the case, and the matter will now also be reviewed by the Council for Radio and TV Broadcasting, which could fine Czech TV up to 10 million crowns. While sources say that fines issued are usually lower, in the area of 100,000, any amount suffered by the public broadcaster would almost certainly lead to damages sought from the Stohoven group. Last but not least, security at the broadcast installation that was broken into last Sunday has not surprisingly been heightened.